Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Former Bears wide receiver Brian Bashnegel is one of the NFL's fashion police. On-site inspectors who report uniform violations to the league office. Whether a player has his socks too low or his jersey untucked, Bashnegel is at Soldier Field on the lookout every game.
Number 19 has got orange shoelaces. The shoelaces have to match the color of the tongue.
Brian Bashnegel spent 9 seasons with the Bears as a wide receiver and kick returner. Today, he's one of the league's 32 uniform inspectors. He patrols the Soldier Field sidelines, making sure players are wearing their Sunday best.
We've got the responsibility of making sure that the players are in compliance with the uniform code. The league has set up certain standards for the uniform, including equipment and logos and all that, to ensure that basically the players are uniform, that they all look alike.
In my opinion, Brandon's pants are a little high.
Brian is on the lookout as soon as the players start to take the field for pregame warmups.
There's a lot of issues with socks. That's not a real critical issue. The critical ones are the logos. There's not allowed, you know, there are certain logos that are allowed to be visible. The logo violations are probably subject to the largest fine amounts.
Anything that's on their face, it's hard to see. So you can't pick that up by just looking at them from across the field. Most everything else is pretty obvious.
I identify a potential violation. I do this for both teams. I go to my designated contact from each team, show them listed violators on that form. The player then either corrects it or it doesn't.
Players are fined $5,000 for their first offense and $10,000 for the second. But it's not only about the uniform, it's about proper equipment and protecting the players.
Knee pads are down low.
They are now requiring knee and thigh pads, that every player has to have knee pads and every player has to have thigh pads. They're pretty serious about that because they want to make sure that the player's safety is considered. The knee and thigh pad violations are subject to being pulled out of the game. They're pulled out of the game until it's corrected.
Robbie Gould is a kicker, and the league gives a lot of liberty to the kickers in terms of their pants and their socks. Robbie's got a lot of skin showing, and that is a no-no as far as the uniform code is concerned. But because he's a kicker, he's allowed not to wear knee pads and thigh pads, but also, they appear to be okay with him having skin showing between his pants and the tops of his socks.
Bashnegel has been a uniform inspector for 20 years. He was offered the job by former Pro Bowl receiver and then NFL Director of Football Operations, Gene Washington.
I said to Gene, I says, I don't want to snitch on these guys. I says, I know them. I played with them. Plus, I just don't want to be a snitch. It was then that he explained to me, he says, Brian, he says, really, it was my idea to come up with former players. He said, because the former players are a whole lot more tactful. They've been there. They've done that. You're there to protect those players. You're there to warn them that they are in violation. There's cameras everywhere. If a player is in violation, the league is going to see it. My responsibility is let the player know somehow that they are in violation, and if they don't correct it, they're going to be subject to fine.
Lindsay, I had a problem with my socks. You've seen how muscular my calves are.
Super muscular.
Yeah, so whenever I pulled my socks up, they were always rolled down because my muscles would be like, hey, let me get out. They wanted the world to see them.
They were talking to you.
Yeah. You know, my calves, they probably need their own Social Security card. You know what I mean? It's like small people.
That's not bad,
my
though,
My calves are very humongous.
That's not bad.
They're very sexy. Ask my wife. She knows.